So George, here you are at the Family Medicine Residency of Idaho in our Family Medicine Health Clinic. Mm-hmm. We have two different large vaccination programs going on, one here in Boise, one in Nampa. Mm-hmm. To date, we've vaccinated about 6,000 patients. Today, we're giving the second vaccinations of Moderna. This afternoon, mm-hmm. we're giving first dose vaccines of Moderna to patients. Through the building, we have five different vaccination stations set up. So through the course of the day, we'll probably have close to 800 to 1,000 patients come through here. These are primarily our patients, but also people from the community. Many people are finding this is a great location to come, as vaccines can be hard to come by right now.
Indeed, we should remind listeners that we're in West Boise, clearly a residential area, accessed by public transportation.
Yes. Absolutely
and that's all about access.
Yep, it is. And so we'll walk you through.
Yeah.
We have five stations set up. This is one of the stations here that we're looking at.
Okay.
And hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
And so patients will be brought in one at a time. George, Colby here will put them into the computer, make sure everything's done. Vivette will ask them key questions. No vaccinations, no temperature, feeling good.
No English?
So this is a fine woman coming in that doesn't speak English as her first language.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
And
you
have
someone. Can you ask her what her last name starts with? Yes, of
course. And she'll now be entered into the computer. She checked in at the front desk, and we have Spanish speakers throughout the building as well, George. And this patient will get entered into the computer and hear the questions.
You've never gotten the COVID vaccine before?
Nunca le han hecho nunca le han puesto la vacuna antes, correcto?
No. Any allergic reaction to anything? Medications, vaccines, food, anything like that?
¿Sufre de alergias a cualquier cosa, ya sea medicamento o alimento?
No. No, nothing at all?
Nada.
No. Okay, have you had a vaccine within the past 14 days?
¿Le han puesto alguna vacuna en los últimos 14 días?
No. Do you have a compromised immune system by cancer, HIV, taking immunosuppressants?
¿Tiene el sistema inmune bajo, ya sea por cáncer o por alguna enfermedad, está tomando algún medicamento?
No más del diabetes.
She's just diabetic.
Diabetic, okay. Taking any blood thinners or have a blood disorder?
¿Tiene algún problema en su sangre, ya sea que está tomando cualquier medicamento que le adelgace la sangre?
No. Cuando más las cosas del diabetes, ¿verdad?
Okay, you should
so this is a patient
dial,
that's
okay?
had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
The recommendation,
that's not uncommon.
Not uncommon. The recommendation is to get the vaccine anyway. Mm-hmm. The vaccine is actually more protective against future COVID infections than the disease itself is.
Good to know.
So our patient's taking off her coat now, hiking up the left shoulder sleeve, and she'll get an alcohol swab. This will be her first vaccine, even though she's had COVID.
It began with Moderna. How much time in between the two doses?
4 weeks. And so the vaccine's been given.
Mm-hmm.
Just
I know on TV they show the huge ones.
Almost all the patients have been extremely overjoyed to get the vaccine. There is a sense of energy and optimism that they all have. All of us have lived through a long year, George, and this is almost a liberating event. I just want to make sure I do mention to all the listeners that even though you get the vaccine, it's not until 2 weeks after that you have peak immunity from the vaccine. And we do need to be careful with still wearing face masks and doing social distancing. Even with the variants in our community that are increasing, it'll probably be wise for the next several months for people to still be very careful about using face masks. Thank you, ladies.
So this is the Happy Clinic because...